Our last two guests on Fresh Air today are George and Sheila Ewalt, who live in Roxborough. George Ewalt fought in the Vietnam War in 1967 and 68 and was exposed to Agent Orange. In 1972, the Ewalt's daughter Tara was born with a stomach obstruction and asthma and skin conditions. About 6 years ago, George Ewalt began suffering from tremors, numbness in different parts of his body, and skin tumors on his head, back, and legs. Doctors diagnosed him as suffering from nerve damage of unknown origin and skin cancer. A year later, he joined 15,000 other Vietnam veterans in a class action suit against the seven companies that manufactured Agent Orange. The Ewalt's case was selected as one of nine to be considered individually by the court, but the trial ended before it began last week when the chemical company's out-of-court settlement was announced. George and Sheila Ewalt support the settlement. I want to welcome you both to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Why are you happy with this settlement, George Ewalt?
Well, the way I view the settlement, that the tentative agreement on $180 million, is for the last 5 to 10 years, the veterans with the problems, with the children that are having health problems, that have been born with deformities and all, at least now there's a fund that can be used to start being used to give help to these people. And that's a major step just in itself right there.
Sheila, do you want to add anything to that in support of the settlement?
I'm glad it's over for personal reasons.
Yeah, I can see how that would have
for
been
his,
very trying.
But for personal also.
What's the trade-off between having the money, which is available now and will be available much more quickly than it would have been had the trial actually stayed in court, and the symbolic trade-off, because it seems to me one of the things many of the vets hoped would happen as a result of this case was to have the chemical, to have research indicate that there was, in fact, a link between dioxin and the medical problems being experienced. Now, this is not happening as a result of the out-of-court settlement. The chemical companies say that there's no correlation between Agent Orange and the medical problems, and they accept no responsibility for the problems. Symbolically, the vets were hoping for that to be settled in court, for that correlation to be settled in court. So what's the trade-off for you between the monetary gains and that symbolic connection?
Well, I can understand many of the viewpoints of the veterans that wanted to have it go to trial all the way, because a lot of them say they wanted the truth out and everything like that. But if you view it from the court system, if this had actually gone to trial, it would have drawn on for a couple more years at least. Then you would have went into appeals, no matter which side won. So this thing could have drug on through the court system from anywhere, I figure, from 8 to another 12 years. In that meantime, you have the veterans that are still suffering. You have the children with the birth problems and the health problems that they need the help now. So I couldn't see really myself sitting back and saying, well, we'll wait another 10 years before we can get anything to help anybody with. This is a major start, and this is a point that should be recognized.
Mm-hmm. You both believe that there is evidence that Agent Orange is a cause of the medical problems that you, George, are experiencing?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do you feel after having the case resolved to hear representatives of chemical companies saying that there is no proven correlation at all?
He's wrong.
Well, every time there's a battle over anything, both sides are going to try to maximize their position. Legally, with the settlement the way it's been reached, legally, that nobody's admitting guilt over health problems from the products they manufactured. But I feel it's a major victory for everybody.
I think the people who are angry that it didn't go to court, that the chemical companies didn't admit liability, have built up a great deal of anger over a great many years. And more than anything, they just wanted someone to admit it. And I think they're going to have to get rid of that anger and start to really think about things.
George Ewalt, can you describe what kind of exposure you had to Agent Orange while you were fighting in Vietnam?
Well, I was in the infantry, and we were out in the jungle most of the time. And from living in these environments for periods of time, which could extend from anywhere from a day and a half to up to maybe 2 or 3 months, We conducted many operations in areas that were heavily defoliated while I was there. You could see the effects on the trees at that time in the foliage.
Did you feel anything during the periods when the defoliant was being sprayed?
I never noticed it being sprayed, and it wasn't until years later that I began to hear about this Agent Orange.
What were the medical conditions that first led you to seek medical help?
Well, first earliest problems I had, I developed numbness in my fingers and toes. It would come and go. Then in the mid-70s it was, I had some skin growths, and they were removed, and one was cancerous. And just kept going on. Different problems started arising. Numbness, tremors, hearing problems, things like that. It was just like later on that I started hearing about it and started asking some questions.
What did the doctors tell you when you sought medical help?
Well, at the beginning of it, I was told that there was no problem with the Vietnam veterans, and any problems that we had, wasn't related to any of the herbicides, and that it was all psychological.
What was your reaction, Sheila, when George would get those reactions from doctors?
I think I was at a point of denial then. He had started to get something that I didn't want him to get and I was afraid of. And so when he would come home and he would say that that's what they said, that it wasn't from anything that they knew about, I said, fine, that sounds great. As the years went on, I started to lose the denial and I started to disagree. And a lot of the doctors that he has seen have also agreed that they believe that that's part of the problem. Not all of the problem.
You also have a daughter who was born with physical problems. Do you
yes.
want to describe those?
Yes. She was born with a hereditary stomach obstruction, which I had had. But she had a great more difficulty with hers. It was stretched out through a longer period of time. Then after about, she was about 3 months old, she developed a rash all over her body, and she still has it to this day, and she's almost 13. We've taken her to a lot of doctors for treatment, and it has gotten better, but she has to work very hard, and it never does go away. She developed chronic asthma. She developed ear problems. She's had just recently developed curvature of the spine. Most of the problems that she has developed are hereditary. What we find unusual about her having so many hereditary problems is that George's sister is married to my brother, and they have children. Their children have had no hereditary diseases whatsoever. Our one child has had almost every one possible, and I really think that that has something to do with it. It just doesn't seem right.
Do you have any evidence? Do you have anything that makes you sure that your physical problems, George, and those of your daughter are connected to the exposure to Agent Orange?
We have quite a bit of evidence, but like at this time, due to this being only a tentative agreement, I can't divulge any of that right now.
During the time, and currently as well, when you've been seeking medical assistance, have you had any benefits that reimburse you for medical expenses?
I'm lucky. I'm one of the lucky Vietnam veterans due to the fact that I do have a job and I am covered with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. That has been one of the major problems for many of the veterans, especially if they have a child has serious health problems.
One of your biggest benefits is where you're employed.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he developed a sensitivity to the sun, he worked outside. They gave him a job where he would not have that sensitivity to the sun. He's lucky. There
Very
are other
lucky.
People who were not so lucky.
Do you have any veterans benefits that are reimbursing you for any of your medical expenses?
Well, 1981, President Reagan signed a law, and prior to that time, if a veteran was going to the VA for any health problems, and which may be related to Agent Orange, they didn't have to be treated. Due to much of the political organizing and work amongst the Vietnam veterans on the issue, he was forced into doing that. So there is medical care now that they're entitled to. But as far as any compensation from the VA, that hasn't been passed yet.
George and Sheila Ewalt are my guests. They're residents of Roxborough. And George Ewalt was one of nine people who were to be test cases in the class action suit of veterans against the seven herbicide manufacturing companies. This case was settled out of court just a few days ago. Do you know how you were chosen to be one of the nine in the class action suit?
I've never really been told exactly how I was picked, but I believe it has to do with a lot of the work and research I've spent over the last 6 years on this issue myself.
How did you feel when you were chosen? It meant that a lot of your time was going to be monopolized by this suit, and like it or not, you were going to be in the center of things.
In one way, I was really honored, and another way, I was really leery of it because I knew it was a tremendous responsibility for myself and any of the other plaintiffs in the case, because we would be representing so many Vietnam veterans and their families and children.
How did you feel about it, Sheila?
Mixed. I knew he was very anxious to be chosen because he had done so much work. I was glad for him when he was chosen because I knew that that's what made him happy. But I knew that there was going to be a lot of inconvenience. There was going to be a lot of times when he wouldn't be home, a lot of times when he wouldn't really be able to spend with Tara or with myself. And it turned out that way. Not a lot, but it was an inconvenience. But it was an inconvenience that was well worth it. It was well worth it, and it's what he really wanted. Anyone who worked that hard and who wanted so badly to do something for so many people, I couldn't even conceive of saying, tell them no. So I did. I felt good about it.
You have considerable medical problems, which I imagine causes a good deal of suffering and discomfort. Is that eased at all? I mean, does your mind get taken off it at all, knowing that you're doing your best to solve the mystery and seek justice?
Since the agreement was announced, I'd say yes. Really do.
Your daughter is 13 now?
Almost 13, yes.
How much does she know about the legal questions and medical questions surrounding her conditions?
Not a lot. Because she has no visual disabilities, we try not to say too much to her or say too much about her because I think that it would really cause a complex for her. We talk about it. She knows about it, and she's very well aware of it. But anything that George does concerning her, she doesn't usually know about. She's not informed. It's adolescence is a very tough period in life, and she doesn't need these adult things when there are things as trying to get through another day of school and trying to find a boy and trying to do all the other things that adolescent girls do. So it's very low-key. Very low-key.
There's probably a lot of other girls and boys her age who have similar problems. Has there been any attempt to get any of them together to talk about it and maybe ease some of the isolation that they feel their medical problems saddles them with?
Yeah, George was in New York for a week a few months ago undergoing medical tests for the lawsuit. And some of the plaintiffs are children, and there were two in particular who are handicapped. And Tara and I had gone up to spend the weekend with them, and she met these children and talked with them. And when she came home, she just had learned 100% more, but she learned it on a level that was appropriate for her. So that did work, but there's no formal thing for a lot of these children. It's nationwide, and it's really very difficult to be able to do something like that.
You're both convinced that Agent Orange exposure had something to do with your daughter's condition. You must know, like a lot of other men and women in a similar situation, how do couples cope with the question of pregnancy, knowing that there's that chance that the child will have serious medical disorders?
They don't get pregnant.
Is that what...
A lot of them. Uh-huh. That's what a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But it has taken its toll on the families of the veterans in more ways than just the physical ailments. And there is a very high rate of marital problems and divorces amongst the Vietnam veterans. And a lot of it, I feel, is due to this issue in particular because of the unanswered questions that are still bouncing around with it.
I think it made a lot of guys really crazy that things were happening to them and they didn't know what they were. And doesn't cause for good vibes at home.
Is it hard? Like, you were already insured when you had your medical problems.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't insured then, do you think you'd be able to get insurance now? Like, if say, you joined a company that had, you know, one of the major medical insurers on a group plan, would you be able to just buy in, do you think?
I may, but it sure would cost me a lot more than it would for the average person. I'm sure of that.
36 with high blood pressure and peripheral neuropathy, I don't know whether he'd be insured at all. Maybe when you were 25, but I don't know about now.
What do you think the impact of the settlement is going to be on your life?
Well, in my own individual life, it's going to mean I'll have a lot more time spent with my family. But as this issue develops further, what I would like to see come out of it would be where the Veterans Administration would be conducting more thorough testing on the veterans and the children that are having problems, but mainly on the veterans. Testing that can be done, that should be done, very similar to research that has been conducted privately by Dr. Ronald Cadario of Philadelphia, who has worked on this question for quite a few years now and has helped the Vietnam veterans a lot. But that's the one thing I really would like to see come out of it, would be the Veterans Administration facing a question directly and actually doing the proper type of medical testing, excuse me, which is available.
Do you think that the Veterans Administration has been uncooperative thus far?
Oh, extremely. It's extremely political, and this is an extremely political issue that we face.
What kind of help or research have you sought from them that you think they haven't come through with?
Well, we've been told, by we, I mean the Vietnam veterans, and we've been told for all the last 5, 6, 8 years that there would be different type studies conducted and epidemiological studies. We were told originally that these studies would take 8 to 10 years for any results to come in, and that, you know, eventually their answers would come. As long as this issue kept dragging on, the dates for these studies kept coming back, being postponed and all that. So, you know, the studies now, there's still no answers on it, really no studies being conducted. The only study they have had, supposedly, was Operation Ranch Hand. Now, the man who was here just a little while ago said that there was no problems detected by Ranch Hand. But when that first came out, that report, it was reported on the radio and in the newspapers that there were certain problems of this group of veterans that a lot of the Vietnam veterans having, like skin cancers and nerve damage and things like that. But that was just glossed over.
Hmm. There is a suit that was filed in court today against the government. The lawyer is the same lawyer who initially represented the vets in the court action suit that was just settled out of court. So the government is being sued for their use of Agent Orange, and the lawyer says that they had prior knowledge of the dangers of dioxin. Do you think that you've expressed the fact that you think that the chemical manufacturers have some responsibility in this because you think that dioxin is definitely a factor in the medical conditions that you're suffering from? What about the government? How would you rate their responsibility in this? And do you approve of suing the government?
That becomes a different type of battle we will have to take up legally, because there is a federal law that a veteran cannot sue the federal government for any problems, that health problems that he may have incurred while he was in the service. So there are different ways the attorneys will have to handle that issue.
Personally, though, do you have any opinions on if you think the government should, if you think the government has any responsibility in this?
Oh, definitely. The government's ones that the government sent us to Vietnam, and various products were used over there, and now the Vietnam veterans and their families have health problems, and it's up to the government to face these problems and do something positive for these people.
Have your feelings about the American government changed since you've come back from Vietnam?
Oh, very much so. Drastically. I'm more cynical and cautious now.
For what reasons and in
mainly,
what areas?
Mainly with this Agent Orange issue and all. And there's been a lot of things that have happened over the issue. And it's made a lot of the veterans very bitter. But one thing the veterans are going to have to understand is this now is an election year. This issue will be dragged into the presidential campaign eventually. And this settlement of $180 million is going to have to bring changes about with the federal government, the VA, and all the parties involved with it.
How much money do you expect you'll actually get from the $800 million, which will in a few years is expected to, with interest accrued at $250 million?
I have no idea on that. All I can say is that the attorneys and the court system are working on a system to be able to operate with that fund to disperse the funds. So I have no idea.
The Vietnam War is in a way still being fought because there's still a lot of division amongst civilians and veterans about whether the war should have been fought or not in the first place. Did the Agent Orange suit unite veterans no matter where they stood on the issue of the justness of the war?
Certain points on it, I would say yes. But there still is a lot of dissension amongst each other anyway. You have so many individuals.
What about now on the issue of whether this settlement was a good settlement or not? Is that causing a lot of division among vets?
There's some, but I think when this year is worked out within the court system and more information on the issue and the settlement is becomes released as the time goes by, that many of these veterans that are speaking out against it, and when they have the information, they will be able to make a better judgment. Because many of them are talking now on it, and they really have no idea what's involved.
Yeah. They do that. Many of them speak against it for no reason. They can't really come up with a concrete reason for why they're speaking against it, just to speak against something. I believe that.
How do people react when they find out about the medical problems in your family and the link that you think it has to Agent Orange?
We don't publicize it a lot. I don't publicize it a lot anyway. My own family is totally convinced that they're the reason for a lot of George and Tara's problems are from Agent Orange. I have a few friends that I've spoken about about it. But it's not, I try not to make it the main topic of conversation. If we meet someone who happens to be a veteran, we'll ask them if they know about it. Some would rather not talk about it. When they left Vietnam that day, they left and they will never go back no matter what. They don't want to be reminded. So it's really not a hot topic except within our family.
Any concluding comments either of you would like to make?
Well, I'm just glad now we do have a fund available to help veterans and their children. And like I said, this issue is going to have to, it will be dragged on. There will be more legal points in the future going on with it. So it's not settled completely. Mm-hmm. But we have something we didn't have before. And I'm happy with that.
You still see a lot of work and research ahead for yourself in this area?
At this point, I really couldn't give you an answer one way or another on that.
Okay. Sheila, any final comments?
Yes, I just hope that the veterans who oppose the settlement try to conquer their anger and try to understand and try to listen for reasons. Then, when they have all that, if they still oppose it, then I won't be so angry with them.
I want to thank you both very much for speaking with us. Thanks for being here. I've been speaking with George and Sheila Ewalt, and they're from Roxboro. George is a Vietnam veteran who was one of nine vets that were plaintiffs in the class action suit against seven chemical companies who manufactured Agent Orange, the defoliant that was used in Vietnam.